Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T. And as a lot of you may know, I'm actually on vacation with a lot of the Beachbody Super Trainers, and I'm so excited. But what I'm really excited about is this episode, because sometimes when I go on vacation, I like to showcase and love my body and love myself and celebrate who I am at this very moment and really celebrate the things that got me to the place where I am today. So today I wanted to share with you the self-love workshop that we had a while back in my Safe Space community. And I think it will really help you connect to your journey and dig deep into learning how to genuinely love yourself and love who you are. So today, I wanted to give you the foundational tools to build your confidence and love for yourself. Get ready to trust and believe.
Somebody say, oh yeah!
What's up?
He's better than Oprah, come on, y'all!
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you, first of all, for being a part of the Safe Space. And I know we do some lives, you see me on Instagram, but the core of who I am is a person that wants you to succeed in everything that you do. Whether it's your workout, whether it's your nutrition, whether it's your job, whether it's your family, whether it's your, you know, your family and your personal family in terms of like your immediate family or just anything you want to succeed at. And while you all see the crazy, fun, jovial Sean T under, not underneath, but what drives that is really my desire to want you to literally be happy. And one of the things that makes me happy, if I can start out by saying that, is seeing you at my events. It's so great. It tells me that you're not just connected to me, which is great and I love that, but what it tells me is that you are connected to your journey and you want to continue to move forward. And what I'm going to ask you to do today, I'm going to ask you to really focus on a few things, but you're going to need to dive and dig deep into yourself. And so whether you're just listening and you have to think, or if you have a pen and a paper, or if you have another device where you can write things down, you can actually follow along and do it that way. Or because we're recording this, you can come back, listen again, and do the exercises that I'm going to have you do today. You can do it again. And it might be important for you to want to go back and listen and do it again, just because your thoughts may have changed after you write some of these things down or you thought some of these things down. First and foremost, and a lot of you have heard me say this before, your results in fitness don't matter to me. Your weight, your how long you stay on your nutrition plan, none of that matters to me. What matters to me is your happiness. Some of you may have heard me talk about this before, especially with Scott. I'm more of the emotional person in our relationship. And when Scott and I first started dating and really building our relationship, and I would get upset about something, a lot of times years ago, I would be really affected by my family. My family never disowned me, but I just felt so different. I didn't feel like I belonged. And then in addition to that, I felt like my family in ways were using me because of my success. So I would get really upset about it. And the first thing Scott used to say was, I don't want you to get, don't cry, don't be sad. And it really caused some conflict because I actually feel like I want to go through that emotion. And I feel like the emotion of being sad, or maybe sometimes even if you're happy, you know, sometimes people are like, I don't want to act too happy because I don't want people to think that I'm X. Or, you know, I don't want to cry because I don't want people to think that I'm weak. And I believe that we have to go through these different emotions if we want to succeed at anything that we want to do. Everyone in this world, whether they've already gone to prison for something, or maybe they are, you know, the leader in their company, there's something really great about everyone. I think what happens is people who cause a lot of conflict, they haven't really accepted the greatness that they possess. And it really is a foundational thing that makes us all beat ourselves down because we don't open ourselves up to the fact that we are great at something. And some people say, oh, I'm not unique. Yeah, you are. There's something really special and unique about you. And I think we get affected. I know we get affected, and that thing that's great about us gets affected because of our environment. Our lack of confidence, our lack of self-love comes from the fact that we are claustrophobic. We are struggling with all the things that are going on around us that is not letting us breathe. And more importantly, and this is the most important thing, you aren't taking control of those things that are around you so that you can breathe. And so this is what I want you to think about. We're going to go into a little exercise that I've developed that is about 8-9 things that I want you to think about. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, I seriously need you all to be so transparent with yourself right now. If you're writing something down, great. If you're just thinking about it, great. If you are thinking about it, I want you to come back and listen again and write down specifically verbatim what I'm about to say. Life is a journey, not a destination. We're not going from point A to point B. We're going on a journey, okay? So if you have your pen and your paper, get ready. If you're just listening, fill in the blanks. Okay, first thing, which this might be actually the toughest thing for people. And I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna pause for about 30 seconds so you have time to think about it, because I really want you to think about it. First thing, get ready to write down. I love myself because. Now, if you're still writing, keep writing, because I think what's really important is that you hear me answer these questions so that you can know that, you know, we all are still going through the journey no matter what our life is like. I love myself because I know that what I'm giving is, I'm giving 100% in everything that I can give. One of the things that I do is when I show up to work, or when I show up, you know, home, or even if I'm at the grocery store or whatever, I know that I'm literally percolating in who I am, and I'm possessing goodness from within. And I love myself because of that. I really love myself because I'm really able to, number one, stay so focused on and being present and where I am in every moment that even when I don't feel the best that I can feel, I'm still giving 100% of myself. Now, you might say, like, well, how can you give 100% of yourself when you're sad? It goes back to what I said before. If I'm sad, I'm talking to people and telling them, hey, I'm really sad. So it comes down, like in the Transformation Center, we have three things on the wall, which you probably all see: truth, trust, and transparency. And I love myself because I'm able to do that. Now, answering your question, why do you love yourself? Some of you may say, because I'm a good mom, or I'm a good dad, or, you know, I'm very loyal. It could be for any reason, but for me, I love myself because I'm always going to give the energy that's there. And I'm going to try my best not to affect outside sources. And so and negatively affect people outside of me. So that's why I love myself. Okay, second thing I want you to finish. Now, this is going to be hard. First thing I want you to think about is, are you happy right now in your life? If you are, then this finishing this next statement is going to be easy. If you're not, it may be a little bit difficult. But first thing I want you to think about is, are you happy in your life right now? Here's what you're going to write down. I'm worthy of happiness because. Finish that. I'm worthy of happiness because. You have 30 seconds to write. All right, if you're still writing, great. For me, I'm worthy of my happiness because I'm living in my truth. Now, I also want to say was, before I started living in my truth, I just didn't know that I was worthy of happiness, right? Because I didn't accept my truth. And so, and this is not a, you know, obviously all of you know that I'm married to a man. So at some point in my life, I had to come out and tell somebody I was gay. Now, when I was younger, I wasn't necessarily living in my truth, right? Did that mean I wasn't worthy of happiness? No, because after I did come out, for me, what I realized is even though I came out to everybody over here, I was still the same thing before I said those words and told people. And so even if you don't feel free at this moment, right? Maybe you don't feel like you're living in your truth. You're still worthy of the happiness. Just because you didn't tell people don't mean you're not worthy of the happiness, right? Because some of you out there may wrote, I'm worthy of happiness because I want X. But you're worthy of happiness because you are doing the best that you can do right now. You're worthy of happiness because that person that is infiltrating your positive space, right? You're actually connected to it. Finish this. I'm positively affected by people who blank. I'm positively, this is whatever answer you want, I'm positively affected by people who blank. Go. So keep writing if you need to. I'm just going to share mine. I'm positively affected by people who hug. I know that some people might be like, I'm positively affected by people who, you know, motivate me. I'm positively affected by people who hug because people who naturally hug wants to create a really open space. Now, a lot of people might be like, I don't like to hug. I'm fine. You know, you can still positively affect me in other ways. But generally speaking, I'm positively affected by people who hug. You know, my love language is touch. Like when I meet someone, you know, when I meet all of you, I hug you. So hold on to that. We're going to go right into the next one. I'm most negatively affected by people who blank.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. So for me, you can keep writing. I'm most negatively affected by people who lash out on things that they're not working on. When they lash out, like to me or in a space of people, when they're not focused on what they need to do for themselves. I know someone who refuses to deal with their therapy issues, right? Like things that they need. And instead of them dealing with their issues, what they do is then make it seep out on you. They put their agenda on you. If they're not having a good day, they make it because you're not letting them have a good day, right? And so when I say to that person who's not working on their issues, I say, hey, you're not addressing the real issue here, which goes back to what I say in my book, it's not the thing, it's the thing. And then what they do is they literally are pounding away at you. They're bringing all their negativity to you. And this is why I'm most negatively affected by them, because they don't know that they're doing it. How do I combat that? Well, I'm pretty bold and honest. I'm like, while that's really annoying me, I think you have an entire other issue. I've been that person who has something going on over here. I'm percolating in my negativity. And then I lash out on people over here because I'm not dealing with it on my own. And so that's who I'm most negatively affected by, because I'm an energetic person. When people bring negative energy in, it's easy for me to attract to it. And then it ruins my day. So, all right. This one can go either way. This next one can go either way, but you have to be very honest with yourself, okay? When I'm alone, I feel blank. It's literally open-ended. When I'm alone, I feel blank. Go. Okay. Keep writing. I say, when I'm alone, now I feel freaking amazing. And while I have a great marriage, thank you, Jesus. I have great kids. I have great friends. I have great friends / coworkers. Honestly, when I'm alone, I feel absolutely fantastic. But here's why. And a lot of you know this. It's because when I was a kid, I used to hide in a closet, and when I was alone before in the closet, it was just so painful. It was like I was hiding from the world. I was hiding from myself. You know, being alone was just, it was so terrible. Go in the closet in the dark with my light bright and my buddy. And like none of these people, they weren't people, but the toys were people to me, but none of these people could help me. And so now, because I've broken that, I feel so great when I'm alone. And it's probably because it's the opposite of that, that I feel really great. Now we're going to go, when I'm with blank, I feel at peace. When I'm with blank, I feel at peace. Now, before you get really writing and thinking, is it a person? Because it could be with your car. You know, so I want you to just finish that. It should take you only a couple seconds. Think about it, though. I'm still going to give you 30 seconds to think about it. When I'm with blank, I feel at peace, and go. Okay. Mine is a quick answer, and a lot of you probably already noticed, but when I'm with Scott, I feel at peace. If I'm ever going through it if I'm ever just going through it, because we all go through things, I'm telling you guys right now, like, if when Scott hugs me, if I get in the bed or we lay on the couch and I just like have literally in seconds, I feel tremendously better. All right, so we're gonna move on. Next one. I impact blank in the most positive way. So this is a person. Who do you impact in the most positive way? 30 seconds and go. All right. This is a tough one for me, actually. But Scott has told me so many times how much I've changed his life. Before I met Scott, I'm gonna give you guys a little background on Scott just in case you don't know. Before I met Scott, he wasn't out. He was in a relationship before me for like so many years, but he still was in the closet with the friends of the family and walking down the street. And like no one knew that he lived in this house with this guy. And he was in a same-sex relationship. Like, no one knew. He just wanted to hide. No matter whether he was going to the nightclub just to be with the gay people or whatever, he was still hiding it. And so he told me, like, when I came into his life, I was just like, I said, like, the people who love you are going to love you. You know, I was like, feel free to do what you want in terms of, like, continuing to hide yourself. But the people who love you are going to love you. And the people who don't, well, they would have found another reason not to love you anyway. Or maybe they don't hold you at a high enough standard anyway. And he still says, then he came out to like all these people. And not because of me, but because, you know, he saw the way I was and that I was just freely being me. And, you know, there are people who don't like me because I'm gay. But I'm like, okay, like, you know, I've already been through that. So for me, you know, I impact Scott in the most positive way, and obviously my kids and, you know, other people, but that to me is so profound. So hopefully you got your answer. We have two more. Bring it all together and close it down. So ready? Blank impacts me in the most negative way. So we just talked about who you impact in the most positive way. Now, who or what impacts you in the most negative way? So you put blank impacts me in the most negative way. And 30 seconds, go. Okay. People in business impact me in the most negative way because they're so money driven that sometimes they forget that I have a heartbeat and I'm not a box. And so it impacts me in a really negative way because it's like, I need you to do this. 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 And I'm like, but not that I don't want to do it, but I'm more than just that. And then they try to confine me to a box. It impacts me in such a negative way. I feel like I'm choking. However, now in my life, what I did was I created a space for me to say, well, I'm not doing that, right? So for me, it's just, I work with you as much as we can, but if it's not impacting me in a positive way, and if I can't be 100% authentic to what it is that I'm doing, then I'm like, okay, we can't do it. That's my answer. But think about who or what impacts you in the most negative way. We're going to come into our very last one, and then we're going to bring this together. I'm most confident when I am doing blank. I am most confident when I am doing blank. And go. All right. I'm most confident, one, when I'm in front of the room teaching or talking, like I'm confident because I'm like, this is me and I'm enjoying this. The other time I'm really confident is when I'm with someone one-on-one. When I'm with someone one-on-one, I'm very confident. And the reason why is because I let that person feel free to be who they are, be what they want to be, laugh, cry, scream, throw a tantrum, curse. You know what I mean? I just love being one-on-one. And so I'm most confident when I'm doing that, and I'm most confident when I'm in front of a room because I'm enjoying these moments. Not that I enjoy when people are sad, but I do enjoy the process of helping people come out of that zone. Now, here's what I want you to do with the answers. You have to take these and you have to, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much this particular statement impacts your overall well-being. So let's go back to the first one. I love myself because blank. How much is that? How much does loving yourself affect your overall well-being on a scale of 1 to 10? You're like, well, I love myself, so it's a 2, so I'm fine with that. Like, it doesn't affect me because I have great love for myself. Or, you know, it was hard for me to come up with this answer, so it's more like an 8 or 9 because I don't really know. Like, I'm not comfortable loving myself. Now, I just want you to look at these numbers, 1 to 10, and if you have more than 1, 10, great. You know, I want you to look at it and then just kind of survey and think about which one, and we want to narrow it down, which one takes over most of your thoughts. Now, notice in this, I didn't talk about food. I didn't talk about working out because I know there are a lot of people out there like it's the food or it's how much they work out. But I'm gonna tell you right now, it has nothing to do with that. It might have to deal with your confidence with yourself. It might have to deal with people. It might have to deal with the actions that you are giving people that you don't even know you're giving them negative actions and they're reacting back negatively toward you. And that's the catalyst for this turmoil that's happening. Is it the people? Are you in this like crazy maze of who you're around? Like, these people I'm really good at, these people I'm not. I'm worthy of happiness because is it your worth? Did you have a hard time answering that question? Like, is that the thing that's like so debilitating to you that you can't really live in a free space in your life? And then I love myself because, and you know, I kind of went through this, but is it the love that you find really hard? So this is what I want you to do. I want you to choose one, and it might be really hard to just choose one, but I want you to choose one of these things that impacts you so much in this upcoming week. That is going to be your main focus. It's going to be literally your main focus this week. All right. Thank you all. I love you guys. And I'll see you next time.